quiero.
Jerry Bader Show, 10:51. One of the more frustrating things for conservatives about the criminal justice system is the use and abuse of the insanity plea. Over the years, there are those who have successfully conned judges and juries into believing they're mentally ill. Then they spend some time at a mental health facility and they're released. It is an abuse of a tool that is there to actually help someone or provide for someone who committed a crime because they are not of sound mind. But we have seen cases again and again where those who, again, con the system, be it a judge, jury, or both, and then, voila, they're cured. And sometimes it is for violent murders. Not surprisingly, this is being brought up, this potential defense is being brought up in the case of the two Waukesha 12-year-olds who tried to kill a 12-year-old classmate at a sleepover to pay homage to the fictional internet character Slender Man. At the hearing, and there was at a hearing yesterday, a judge ordered an examination, writes Bruce Vilmetti and Ashley Lutheran of the Journal Sentinel, ordered an examination of whether mental disease or defect will be an issue in trial for one of the two 12-year-olds charged. At a hearing, it was revealed, now this is where it gets interesting, it was revealed at that hearing that two doctors who have interviewed Morgan Geiser have concluded she is not legally competent to proceed with her trial. Prosecutors then took the unusual step of asking to move forward now with a further examination over whether mental disease or defect could be her ultimate basis for a not guilty plea in the case. Her attorney, Anthony Cotton, objected, saying no plea has been entered and no formal finding of probable cause to proceed to trial has been issued. Nonetheless, Waukesha County Judge Michael Bourne ordered the exam. Geiser's co-defendant, Anissa Weyer, also appeared briefly Wednesday. Her defense attorney, public defender Joseph Smith, requested 30 days to examine discovery materials the prosecutors brought forward. Status hearing is set for August 1st for Weyer and a competency hearing for Geiser also on August 1st. This is, to say the least, a very thorny issue. If the girls really believed, if they really believed that Slender Man is real and living somewhere in northern Wisconsin, and they were going to go see him after killing this girl, does that mean, is that a sign of mental illness? Or is it a sign of emotional and intellectual immaturity? In other words, they're kids. And they're 12-year-old kids who actually believe Slender Man is real. And were, so much so they were willing to kill someone on his behalf. Or as an offering to him. Is bizarre behavior always a sign of insanity? Okay, now this isn't the same thing, and I understand that. But let me give you an example of bizarre behavior. It's not the same behavior as these girls, but it's bizarre behavior. Is Anthony Weiner insane? Now, he might have a mental health issue. There's probably a mental health issue, and my own personal theory is that he's never gotten over teasing about his last name. He obviously has an obsession with the male anatomy, particularly his own. Does that mean he's not responsible for his own actions of sending that lewd stuff, I should say, over his Twitter account? Well, of course he does. He's got a problem he cannot control. And he needs to control it. And he shouldn't get a free pass for his inability to control that problem. And ultimately, by voters, he did not. But is what these girls believed, does that mean they're not competent to stand trial? I don't know. I honestly don't know. I believe that 99 times out of 100, the insanity defense is used inappropriately, that the person is using it because it's the best thing that they have left. And I think in most of the cases where it has been used, I shouldn't say that, in many of the cases where it's been used successfully, I don't believe the person was insane. They conned the system. And I think there is a danger of that happening here. But these girls are messed up. You can't dispute that, can you? But is that insanity? I don't know. Now, the two doctors who interviewed them said she is not legally competent to proceed with her trial. What does that mean? Does it mean she lacks the intellectual maturity, the emotional maturity to act on her own defense? Did she do this because even for a 12-year-old, she's immature? In other words, that she is more like a young child than the average 12-year-old? And while we don't play that into waving children into adult court, should it be used in terms of mental disease or a defect? Is being emotionally immature a mental defect when it comes to standing trial in an adult court? I don't know. And should they spend the rest of their lives in prison if that's the case? This is one of the few times I'm actually torn on this defense. It's 10:58. You are just 8 minutes from Rush. Have a wonderful, wonderful 4th of July weekend.
The Jerry Bader Show, brought to you in part by Nicolet National Bank. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet.